Good afternoon, everybody. I would like to call to order the Gladstone Community Center Advisory Board meeting on Tuesday, November 21st, 2023 at 3:31 p.m. I will now read into the record that the City of Gladstone is abiding by guidelines set forth in House Bill 2560, which requires the governing body of the public body, to extent reasonably possible, to make all meetings accessible remotely through technological means and provide opportunity for members of general public to remotely submit oral and written testimony during meetings, to extent in-person oral and written testimony is allowed. Therefore, this meeting will be open to the public, both in person and virtually using the Zoom platform. Okay, Haley, would you mind doing the roll call, please?
Evelyn Johannesson?
Present.
Sylvia Kellner?
Present.
Simona Gergeshon? Mindy Prosky?
Present.
Roxanne McMullen?
Present.
Josie Whitaker?
Present.
Mariah Mitchell?
Maria Mitchell.
Maria Mitchell, sorry.
Present.
All right, great. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so on our agenda today, we will be going over some business from the community center. Thank you, Michelle Prusso, for being here today to do that. We will have some business from the board today, and then business from the audience, our Gladstone Seniors Foundation update. excuse me. So sorry. Do I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from Tuesday, September 19th, 2023, please?
Roxanne, I move we accept the minutes as presented.
Thank you, Roxanne.
This is Evelyn. I second the motion.
Thank you, Evelyn. Motion made by Roxanne, seconded by Evelyn. Haley, would you do the roll call vote for that, please?
Evelyn Johannesson?
Yes.
Sylvia Kellner?
Yes.
Simona Gergeshon?
It looks like she's trying to get up on the...
Yes, she's trying to join. That's why I was going to give her a chance. Chair Mindy Prosky?
Yes.
Roxanne McMullen?
Yes.
Josie Whitaker?
Yes.
Maria Mitchell?
Yes.
Can you hear us, Simona?
Yes, I can. Yes.
I said September 19th, didn't I? Okay. All right. Thank you. Sorry. Okay. Michelle. Looks like there are some really exciting things happening. Tell us what is going on and what has happened.
I just included last month and this month, since there wasn't a meeting last month. First, I wanted to go over, you all should have a copy of the Gladstone staff report from October. As you can see, we've been very busy with not only our home delivered meals, but we also have a record amount of our homebound meals, food boxes that we put out every month, but also our congregate meals. We just have a lot of people coming in and enjoying live music and lunches. So we've been busy in the food department. We've also been really busy just with all our resources, phone calls, everything that kind of goes into a community center, right? So people calling in, looking for extra help. We actually, in the month of October, helped a homeless, 85-year-old homeless couple find housing. So, and that's finally materializing this month, which they were living in their car. So we're all super proud of that. And we've also, from October to November, been working, helping people get with Medicaid, change their plans and stuff like that. So moving on to completed events that have been happening October, November, we did have our volunteer appreciation barbecue. That went off great. We had so many volunteers show up. The city put together, you guys, I believe, have some at your seats, appreciation certificates. And it was just, it was a really beautiful event, having all the volunteers come together, eat, hang out, talk about everything that they, you know, a lot of people don't realize what the other ones do. So it was a really good, good event. We had our first ever clothing swap. It was semi-successful. We do want to do it again because we feel that we could gear it maybe on a weekend or later in the afternoon where more people could come. Having it in the middle of the day was a little tricky for people who want to do a clothing swap. They're usually at work. So, and we also thought this would be a great event for the high school kids, having a clothing swap after school. They all bring in their clothes and swap clothes. We had a lot of donations though, and the people that did come, they got a lot of great stuff. So if teenagers had been there, they would have been so stoked, because we had a lot of seniors bring in their vintage clothing that these kids would have gone crazy for. So we would like to do that again. We also held a fire prevention presentation. Fire Marshal Sean Olson put it on, and we were able to collaborate with the high school and record it. And we're now going to work with our group, GEMS, Gladstone Emergency Management, is going to work at putting a loop together that we will play at the community center with our different presentations. So that's one of our goals for 2024, is to kind of work with the high school tech class and video photography and, you know, kind of work on this project of putting kind of similar to what's out in City Hall right now, of a loop of different presentations for emergency management, just to kind of get that word out there that we are an emergency management center. We have Medicare enrollment still going on. Every Thursday, Friday, they meet and they help people get enrolled, go over all the different options if they need to change plans or if they're first-time users. So we have that going on. We are completed with our new adventure van using up the grant funds. We added, I'm sure you've all seen the wrap. If not, I believe there's a picture on it of it on the back page, the second to last back page. The wrap's completed. We now have floor mats in the van, and we had a cargo basket added to the back, a hitch and a cargo basket, which now it's accessible to people with wheelchairs and walkers to be able to ride in that van, which it wasn't before. There's no space in there for any kind of walker or wheelchair, and now it has that. And we also hosted Friendsgiving just recently, and we had about 90 people show up, not including volunteers. It was amazing. We had great food, great company, and we just kind of, you know, started kicking off the holiday season, just hanging out together at the center. And the Gladstone Foundation, Seniors Foundation, sponsored that for us, and we were super thankful for that. So upcoming, we have our winter market coming up December 9th. This isn't going to include a full day of activities, starting off with Kiwanis's breakfast at 8 a.m., leading into our market, and then followed by the Christmas tree or the holiday tree lighting. And we have live music. We're going to have food. We are going to have over 40 vendors that are going to be there, indoor and outdoor. And we hope to raise even more money for the Seniors Foundation. I believe we'll have to ask Bonnie, but we raised quite a bit of money just from the sale of the tables this year for the Seniors Foundation. And we also, through the generosity of the Gladstone Seniors Foundation, we will be hosting our holiday meal on December 14th, where we'll be serving ham, turkey, and all the fixings. And again, having live music. Mark J comes in every year and puts on a great performance. And yeah, I feel like I covered everything. Any questions? Yeah, we have really have been busy and it's just been great. So
does anybody have any questions for Michelle?
I just wanted to say I really enjoyed your the clothing swap. Thank you for doing it.
Yeah, thank you. Like I said, the people that were able to make it really did enjoy it. There was a lot of nice things there. It's a great concept. It was actually a volunteer's idea and completely volunteer ran, like a lot of our programs. So it was perfect.
Great.
You guys are doing a great job.
Yeah.
Working hard and happy.
Yeah, this is the amount of work just in the last year has been just amazing. Really, really substantial. So thank you so much to everybody, all the staff, all the volunteers, everybody that worked so hard to make all of this happen, foundations, everybody. So, all right, thank you so much. Right, we're gonna move on to business from the board and we are gonna hear from City Administrator Betts.
Does Simona have a question before I
get started? Oh, I am so sorry. I did not see Simona's hand was raised.
Oh, I think it's permanently raised.
Okay.
I don't know how to take it off. I apologize.
Okay.
No, I am just, I suppose I didn't get the email from Jackie about Tiffany's resignation. So I'm a little bit taken aback. Yeah. No questions right now.
Thank you, Simona. And I did send you that information prior to the meeting. So,
okay.
And she's done a great job for us, as I've shared with all of you. Tiffany is no longer here with the city the last 2 years as we reflect at all the work that has gone on. And it's a good segue into what I want to talk to you about for 2024. And what I gave you is a copy of the City Council goals. And these are the City Council adopted goals for 2023 and 2025. And when they adopt their goals, then the advisory boards look at what their objectives are, and we prepare a work plan for the advisory boards. And if you look at the page where I have placed a sticky note, it's under goal number 3, communications and engagement. And if you follow down the column that says project lead, at the time when we started these goals in January of 2023, it was still the senior center. And that's why it's referred to as the senior center. And if you start with number 3.8, community engagement to update the name of the senior center. 3.9, amend membership and duties of the Senior Center Advisory Board to include diverse multi-generational youth participation. 3.10, develop a master site plan for the Senior Center. And 3.11, provide expanded multi-generational services programs and activities at the Senior Center. You guys had a huge lift this year. And as an advisory group, you accomplished almost everything that is in there for the next year as well. And so what I first wanted to do is say thank you, because it was a lot of work that you put in this past year and talking to the community about changing the name and the focus to become a community center. And so what I would encourage all of you to be thinking about as we go into 2024, and we'll probably come back to you in January to kind of talk a little bit more about what your work plan should be for 2024. And if I could encourage you, it would be to work on 3.11, which is to expand the multi-generational services, programs, and activities at the Senior Center. I believe that this group
really needs to be thinking about ways that we can work with the community on determining what cultural and diverse events and celebrations we should be focused on and how we can best support them. And so I wanted to give you some time over this holiday break to be thinking about what your focus should be for 2024. And that is one of the areas where I would encourage you. We have formed a really good partnership with the library and the school district. And so now how can we work together to bring in those multi-generational programs and celebrations that we need to focus on in Gladstone? I also wanted to share that there are currently two openings on the committee. We do have two applications, and December 5th is the deadline for those applications to be submitted. And I think that you guys are going to have a great year in 2024. If you have any questions about the council goals or the work plan, I'm happy to answer those. But really just be grateful for all the work that you've done and the accomplishments that you've had in 2023.
Thank you so much. Does anybody have any questions? Okay,
great. I do.
Yeah.
Roxanne.
Go ahead, Roxanne.
I have a question on how we can work with the community schools. Who do we contact there to see if there's been any inquiries from community members about prospective events or prospective classes or things that might possibly happen at the community center versus at night at the high school?
That's a good objective, a task, I think, for members if you want to do that. And I would probably send you the contact information for the person that's in charge of coordinating the classes there. That's where I would start, is with Jennifer at the school district.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anybody else? All right, so next on the agenda is for this board to decide if we want to meet in December or if we would like to take a break for the holidays and then resume our board meetings on January 16th of 2024. So how does everybody feel about that? To meet or not to meet in December?
So Mindy, do you have anything on the docket that would need attention in the month of December?
We do not.
Then we can skip it.
I'm going to have a lot of things to do in December.
That was our feeling, that perhaps everybody could really utilize the time. As City Administrator Betts said, it would be a good time for us to also just kind of think through some of the goals that we would like to set for the board for the upcoming year. And then we'll all see each other in January. Does that sound okay?
Good. Yep.
Everybody is in agreement on that? All right. Great. So we will skip our December meeting and we will resume meeting on January 16th of 2024. Thank you so much. And now we are at business from the audience. Gladstone Seniors Foundation update. Okay.
Yeah, every time. We're busy with the foundation, as you guys are, and Michelle's gone over most of what I was going to say, but I'll just expand a little bit. The 50th anniversary party was a big success, and a lot of that is kudos to Michelle and Deanna for heading it up, but we didn't have as many people as we had hoped. I think there was some illness, and we had more reservations than people came, but those who came were very pleased and felt good about having some special time with their sweetie. And what we've been working on the last couple of months in the foundation meetings is we want to get a remote microphone to go with the sound system. So we really could have used that night. We worked through it, but that's one of the top things on our list right now to provide for the center. We're also in the process of providing trip subsidies. On Fridays, the various trips that Michelle McIntyre and the center puts together are just a great variety of places to go and get out of the area and go see something different. But those trips are going to start increasing in the cost to the participants. Some will double and some may triple. And so we are working with Michelle and Deanna and Michelle to subsidize some of those trips for people who is going to be more of an handicap for them to be able to participate. And we want to provide that opportunity for them. And so we're putting together a proposal, which I think we're going to increase now that those amounts have increased. Some people will go, they'll afford the trip, but they won't be able to pay for lunch. And most of them include lunch out. So, you know, we want to be able to fill in and give those special opportunities. Again, the Friendsgiving last Thursday was just wonderful. The food was amazing. The costs were kept down. The foundation sponsors it, and we had a budget, but the costs were kept way, way below what we had budgeted. A lot of the meat, all of the meat was donated, as well as some other items that we were able to fix. And It was a great meal. I think several of you were here, and it was hard to get around sometimes. It was so crowded, but that's a good thing. Okay, so then the holiday market is coming up, and that's on the 9th of December, and the amount of vendor fees that have been paid is $1,044. So then we just put that right back into the foundation and have it ready to go for the next project. So that's good. I think that's that 30, how many vendors is that? 39, 8?
Yeah, I want to say.
I don't know right offhand, but.
It's in the high 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a full house. It's going to be an event for sure. And then our holiday lunch will be on the 14th. We'll have music at this particular meal, a man that has come before and played the piano, and he's got a great rapport with people, and he knows the songs and he takes requests and that sort of thing. So that's coming up on the 14th of December. We will also be offering $25 gift cards to the homebound seniors, the ones who get Christmas stockings from, I believe it's the Lutheran church. Is it still coming from them? Anyway, the church puts together the stockings with toiletries and other little cute little things. And then we attach a gift card to the stocking. I think that's all from us. We're busy too. Anybody have any questions? Okay. Thank you.
I have a quick question. Yes. I was just curious, for the activities, the Friday activities that you want to help fund, what does that look like? Is that like on an application basis, or have you figured that out yet?
Not completely. We're still working on it.
Yeah. Okay. I was just curious because I don't know much about the Friday activities. And so.
They always register and pay.
Okay.
But we're trying to figure out a way to make it so it's private.
Okay.
And
equitable. Yeah.
It's embarrassed or whatever. Sure. I think Michelle McIntyre, she kind of knows her people, and I think she would know if someone might be struggling to be able to pay.
Well, I think that's really wonderful.
Yeah, we're just looking. I've said this before. We're always looking for ideas, mm-hmm. new ideas to help the seniors, not just at the center. We really want to get out into the community and help out where we can. So,
well, thank you so much for all of your thoughtfulness.
We really enjoy, and we enjoy the amount of donations that we've received and people who are always willing to keep giving. And that's really evident there at the center, how people are just keep giving.
That's wonderful.
Time and money.
Thank you so much. I also have a question on the bus trips. Are they the usual subjects that go every Friday? Do you know?
Yes. For the most part, there's, I would say, roughly 25 people that normally go and on a regular basis. We do limit if the trips fill up, which a lot of the times they would, you can fill on the first, you can sign up for two trips for the month. And then if there's room, you can sign up for a third, possibly a fourth trip if there's room. That way it gives everyone, and we do wait till the first for people to sign up. And that way it gives everyone a fair chance to go on different trips. And there are a lot of people from out of area that come on these trips as well. So we actually see people from Oregon City and Milwaukee who will come down for our trips. So like Bonnie was saying, Michelle puts together just a lot of fun outings for these guys, different places that you wouldn't normally go to. So it's a lot of fun.
At this point, we are looking to only sponsor one trip a month for someone.
Okay.
So not two or three. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, does anybody else have any questions or comments at this time?
Hi, Roxanne. I have just some, I guess I have a real deficit in knowledge when it comes to the information and assistance actions that the community center offers to people in our community. I was fortunate enough to be present at a foundation meeting where there were items of need discussed. And there's so many drawbacks to having, quote, a slush fund, that kind of thing. But I was wondering if you found any resolution or any people with the county that you contact to help people who are in need. There was specifically an individual who was going through medical treatment who had problems with electricity and food and transportation and needed significant support. And God bless Michelle, she tried to do what she can do. What do we do in situations like that? Because I'm ignorant.
It kind of depends on what the situation is, but having those partnerships in place ahead of time, for instance, if it was housing or food related, we have contacts at Clackamas County Housing Authority that we could refer them to. They have voucher programs for getting them food or a hotel. So it really depends on the circumstance, but that's part of our responsibility when we identify somebody that has a need outside of just coming and being entertained at something at the center, is to work with Clackamas County. And if it goes higher than that, then they work with the state to make sure that we're giving that individual the resources that they need.
Well, thank you for educating me. We do have a friend who comes for Tai Chi whose career involved that kind of service. Mm-hmm. And I actually asked her, what do we do? And she said that there are specific vehicles and people that help respond to those needs, but that the contact people at the center are the key to getting the ball rolling.
That's correct. And I would encourage you as board members, if you hear of somebody that does have a need, to bring that to Michelle or Deanna. And we work through that to make sure that we're getting them the resource. They have to accept that kind of service as well. But we would appreciate us all working together to make sure people are getting what they need.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to add a little to that. We also, that's why we're continuously trying to put on lunch and learns at the community center. And a lot of those lunch and learns are services. So homebound seniors, say the library, the partnership with the library, they can come in, give us the resources, talk to people, and get books and DVDs and stuff sent to them. We've had, you know, just a plethora of different agencies come in and talk about their services, PGE with bill assistance, things like this, all the different things that can be offered to not only seniors, but community members if they are needing help. So we do try to work, you know, through our Lunch and Learn program and offer a lot of that as well.
That's wonderful. Thank you for that. Does anybody have anything else? Okay. All right. I would entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting. Anybody?
Roxanne, I move we adjourn the meeting.
Roxanne, thank you so much.
Josie, I second it.
Thank you, Josie. All right, Haley, roll call vote on that.
Evelyn Johannesson?
Yes.
Sylvia Kellner?
Yes.
Simona Gergeshon?
Yes.
Chair Mindy Prosky?
Yes.
Roxanne McMullen?
Yes.
Josie Whitaker?
Yes.
Maria Mitchell?
Yes. Thank you so much, everybody. I am adjourning this meeting at 4:02 p.m. And we will next meet on January 16th at 3:30 in Chambers. Thank you so much for your time today.